पुरुषमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9, verses 19 through 21. Tang nijaghur abhidhrutyo Sagana vibhudara shabha Svai svera dibhyastra sastro ghai So grasatthani krishna sha Tam Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The demigods, headed by Indra, charge the demon with their soldiers, striking him with their own transcendental bows and arrows and other weapons. But Ritrasura swallowed all their weapons. I don't know why they wrote this shloka without the purport. Usually you're supposed to write the shloka on the board that has the purport. That's the usual tradition. Anyway. Verse number 20. It has no purport either. Tataste vishmatakasarave vishana grashta tejasa pratyancham adi purusham upatastu samahita. Struck with wonder and disappointment upon seeing the strength of the demon, the demigods lost their own strength. Therefore, they all met together to try to please the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, by worshiping Him. Now, this is the one they should have written. 21 is the one they should have written because it has the purport. Sri Deva Uchu Vayambaragnan Abhikrita Kritaya Trilokya Brahmadayo Ye Vayamud Vijanta Hadamayasmai balamantakoso bibhete yasmadara nagatotonya Sri Deva Uchu Vayam Baragnam Ap Chitayas Trilokya Brahmadayo Ye Vayam Udvijanta Hadamayasmai balamantakoso bibhete yasmadara nagatotonya Synonyms. This is 21. 6, 9, 21. Sri Deva Uch. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Simad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The demigods said, the three worlds are created by the five elements, namely ether, air, fire, water, earth, which are controlled by various demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma. Being very much afraid that the time factor will end our existence, we offer presentations unto time by performing our work as time dictates. The time factor himself, however, is afraid of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, let us now worship that Supreme Lord who alone can give us full protection. Please repeat responsibly. The demigod said, Lord, when one is afraid of being killed, which is everybody, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is worshipped by all the demigods beginning from Brahma, although they are in charge of the various elements of this material world. The words, Vibhedi Yasmad, indicate that all the demons, regardless of how great and powerful, fear the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods, being afraid of death, took shelter of the Lord and offered him these prayers. Although the time factor is fearful to everyone, fear personified is afraid of the Supreme Lord, who is therefore known as Abhaya, fearless. Taking shelter of the Supreme Lord brings actual fearlessness. Therefore, the demigods decided to take shelter of the Lord. Good idea. Vrindavane Ramana Reti Prasiddha. The This reminds me of a nice verse in Mukundamala. Seeing that some of you, we're in South India now at Tirupati, the Vaikuntha. And our mandir there has become like an Aishwarya Goloka. I'm wondering if it's the kind like Baladev Vidyabhushan was referring to. You know, that where all the residents of Braj, the boys that want to go into the forest, they go riding on chariots, golden chariots out to the forest. You know, I was thinking, how is that? You know, we'll have to wait to see it. Whenever anybody asks Prabhupada some questions about the details of the spiritual world and what was going on there, he would basically sometimes, he would answer them, but sometimes if it was a little too detailed, a little too strange, or a little too beyond the perception of that particular devotee who was asking the question, you know, it was beyond them, Prabhupada would just throw his hand and just say, wait till you go there. It's a good diversion. Wait till you go there. So how is it possible? How to understand it? Achintya kalo ye bhava natam starkena yojayet. If something is inconceivable, why argue about it? Just like recently, one of the devotees who was in charge of the deity worship ministry, he was asking me, we were eating prasad together in Melbourne, and he was talking to me about some things. And he was asking me about buffalo horn. And I said, buffaloes? You think Krishna is going to take care of those greasy fellows? Those black greasy fellows that are totally stupid? You think Krishna's bibuddha. He's the most intelligent. He's the sharpest. You know, he's going to take care of some greasy black fellows, you know, that are totally dull? Come on, Krishna's got more class than that. He's not going to take care of those fellows. Well, wait a minute. Prabhupada's book says 2-3 times it says buffalo horn. I said, look in the Sanskrit. The Sanskrit pundits in Vrindavan, they say the one place in Bhagavatam where it says Mesha, you know, buffalo, which can be translated as buffalo, they say it means small calf, you know. So when you look at that Shankam, he blows a horn. It must be Gavam Shankam. I remember my godbrother Kormarupa gave me a buffalo horn. I was thinking to use it for the Supreme Lord's archer form in Jaipur. Krishna and Balarama's archer form in Jaipur. But when I looked at that, I go, look at that twisted horn. You think they're going to play that thing? Oh, come on. You know? And then at New Govardhan in Australia, they gave a beautiful, white, shiny cow horn. Oh, it was beautiful. They shined it. They buffed it. So we drilled it and we put silver on it. And it shone so nicely on the Lord's chest. And I was thinking, yeah, that's more like it. You know, and they bought a brown one that was also very nice, polished, shone. We drilled it very nicely so the air would go through it, put silver on it, put it on Balarama's, on his form, and he shone with it. And I thought, how nice. This is more like it. Gavam Shankam, you know. But wait a minute. The book says buffalo horn. Wait till we go there. You know, wait till we go there. When we get there, we'll see what's what, you know. When we see there, we'll see what's what. Later on, I found out more about it. When Krishna plays his flute, all of Vraja forgets everything. Everything becomes stung. The Jamuna flows backwards. Everyone, the cows drinking their mother's milk become stunned. They're unable to do anything. Everyone becomes stunned. And later on, when the time has come, then Dauji, he blows his horn. He blows his horn very loudly. And that shakes everyone in Vrindavan. It becomes a calamity. It shakes everybody awake. And when it shakes everybody awake, then everybody starts to wonder, oh, what am I supposed to do? What's my duty? What's my responsibility? And they all do it. Krishna's flute melts everyone. Everyone forgets by the charming vibration. And Dauji's horn shakes everybody into awareness. Wait a minute. I'm a servant. This is my responsibility. I've got to get to work. And that's the power of these two things. So, how do we understand anything? How are we supposed to understand some fine nuances? Well, the Tikacharyas. That's how we understand things. Now, the first thing it mentions is how the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, are the main aspects. The three worlds are created by those five elements. This is mentioned in Gita that there are five factors of action. The time, place, circumstances. And it's also mentioned about these five elements in the 13th chapter as well. And one who considers that anything that happens in the material world that is outside of these five factors of action and the five elements, they don't understand things as they are. Everything is manifested by the panchabhutaya hetava. Panchabhutaya hetava is described elsewhere. Hetu, the cause, is this panchabhuta, five elements. So, okay, everything, every material element and every material body is manifested by these pancha. It's described as panchamahabhut, the five elements, these five elements. Now, it mentions about the time factor. Chaktakalam shushukshaya. Brahma Samhita mentions that when Mahavishnu glances on the pradhan, on the unmanifested material energy, that glance is Shambhu. Tat lingam Bhagavan Shambhu Jyoti Rupa Sanatina Sayoni Saparashakti Kamobijam Mahadare. Brahma Samhita mentions that this Chakta Kalam Shushukshaya, the Chakta, giving off, Kala, the time factor, Shushukshaya, by his glance. This glance of Mahavishnu glancing on the pradhan is Shambhu. And Sa Yoni Sapara Shakti, and the yoni, the birth canal of his parashakti, of his powerful potency, Durga, Kamabijam Mahadare, is the seed of desires of living entities. Lingayon Yatmika Jata Ima Maheshwari Praja. The male and the seed and the subtle aspects, Shukshma, the seed aspects of the male and female bodies in the material world are manifested from Shiva and Parvati. Jata Ima. All these things have taken birth. Maheshwari Praja, as the children of Shiva and Parvati. It's interesting. When you combine it with several other things, it becomes very interesting. So, the time factor. And this time factor, moved by the time factor, then pradhan starts to move. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters into each and every element as described in the second canto of Bhagavatam, ether, then when the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters into that element, it transforms to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And each one does the transformation when the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters into it, into the element. So this is how each element transforms subtly. Now these are, and externally, each and every element has a particular daivata that is in charge of it. I remember reading that in the third canto, that even the hairs on the body, they're under the demigod Oshadhya. It was described in the Bhagavatam. And I remember reading that as a young boy. And I remember thinking, wow, even the hairs in our body, we can't do anything, you know, with our hairs of our body. Now, it mentions, in terms of Ayurveda, that if there's any particular disease at a particular place, the demigod Mrityu is in charge of the private areas of the body. If anything is not working in a particular place of the body, then it is also mentioned that that particular daivata that's in charge of that particular place must be somehow or another disturbed or offended by that personality. And that's what has caused the problem. Therefore, previously there was means for trying to satisfy them, trying to placate them. Like that. I remember a god sister, Vidya, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu's wife. She's in America right now, but her mind must still be in Vrindavan. She wrote Prabhupada a letter asking questions about Tulsi Rani. In that letter, she was asking, how do we worship the different trees in India? They have the Mairobalan, you know, the Vat, the peepal tree, Vat tree, Ashwat. You see, all these different trees. And they're very famous. And they have different demigods within those trees. Baal. Baal has Parvati. That's why her leaves are on Shiva's linga, representation of his wife. Saraswati Devi in Amla. Lakshmi Devi, manifested as Mogra or Jasmine. This is why Krishna likes white jasmine flowers. They're not only because they're fragrant, but because there's Mahalakshmi Devi. Of course, one should offer those flowers with Tulsi. How do we worship these trees? She wrote. She was in Los Angeles at the time. Well, these trees are just not growing in Los Angeles. Neither are they growing in London, neither, except in botanical gardens, really. No, these trees are not there. What is it? How is it relative to a devotee in a temple somewhere, you know, in the West, who is just simply trying to stay busy, chant their rounds, do some preaching, and remain in the company of devotees? What's it got to do with them? Nothing much. She asks, how do we worship those things? Nectar devotion says we should worship those trees. How do we do it? So Prabhupada told her, just worship Tulsi Rani. That will include all tree worship. So when I read it for the first time, I thought, stupid question from a simple lady. You know, Prabhupada just put her off. Just by writing, just say something simple, just put them off. That's what I thought. But no, later on, when I was studying Pundarik Stotram, when it mentions there that yena agre sarva devana, at the top of Tulsi Devi, all the demigods reside. Yanamule sarva tirathani. Now, this is the Madhvas quote, this shloka. Yanamule sarva tirathani. At the root of Tulsi, all the tirthas reside. We're traveling all over different tirtha yatra. But wherever she is, all the tirthas are there. Yana agre sarva devata. And all the demigods are on the top of Tulsi Devi. Yana madhyai sarva vedaischa. And in the middle, all the Vedas reside. Tulsi tvam namami aham. Pundarik says, he says in her stotra, he says, sagala devam vasanti tulosya sagala devam vasanti satatamajata atastamarchaya loke saravan devan samarchaya. He said, wherever Tulsi is, all the demigods reside all the time. Therefore, by worshipping her, you worship all the demigods. And I thought, wah. When I read that, I thought, wah. Guru Maharaj was not bluffing. He never did. Everything that came out of his mouth was good. But sometimes he used to, in a humorous way, he would put off his disciples sometimes. Tell them something simple, just to let them run away. Sometimes. Not everything he said was on the absolute plane. Some of it was very relative as well. Like Tejas told the funny story. In Lajpat Nagar 71, you know, one of his daughters cooked some preparation for him, his lunch. How did you like it? He said, it was all right. She went away. He turned to Tej and said, everything was burnt. Of course, he didn't want to disappoint her. Therefore, he just, you know, all right, go ahead, you know, it was all right. It was okay. Everything was burnt. You know, no, it wasn't all right. He didn't want to create a storm, you know, or create a storm in the lady's mind, create a storm in a teacup, you know, make a big issue out of it. Because these things come and go. And the faith is Vishwas. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krito hoy. If you worship Krishna, everything will be all right in the end. I remember once I was in Ahmedabad. I was doing Chaitanya Charitamrita sets in Gujarati, at least trying. This was 86. I was taking prasadam. And so I said, hey, look, we're taking prasadam. It's time for entertainment. I said, I want a story. And so they told the story. One of the stories Radhakund Mata told me, which I'll never forget, when anybody tells me some good story, it's like there, scratched on the stone of my brain. So Radhakund told this funny story. When I was a brand new devotee, I tried to cook something for Prabhupada. Harikesh was Prabhupada's servant at the time. Brahmachari, intense, as he always was. And so, after Prabhupada's lunch was over, he came down on her rather hard. Everything was lousy. This was lousy, that was lousy, everything was lousy. And there was some noise. And Prabhupada was in the next room. So he comes out and says, why are you talking to her like that? Who are you? She can make the chapatis. When Radhakund Mata heard that, she said, oh, I can make the chapatis. Oh, great. I can make the chapatis. Oh, something. Not everything is useless. I can make the chapatis. But then afterwards, she thought about it. And she says, wait a minute. What he said must not have been wrong. It's just the way he packaged it was wrong. But everything he said must have been right. And what Prabhupada said was also right. This meant that everything was wrong. Only the chapatis passed. And she says, in her heart she burns. She goes, that's it. I'm going to fall at the feet of every woman I meet, and I'm going to learn how to become a real good cook. That's it. That made her very determined. When the going gets rough, the rough get going. That's it. Determination must be like that. We must do it better. In this case, the demigods tried their strength. They threw all their divine astras, and Vritrasura had Brahmatejas. He was in the body of a demon, but was very powerful. And he swallowed all those weapons. And they thought, oh no, what are we going to do now? We tried our strength, and our strength proved useless. And now, he is going to be very angry, and he's going to get back at us. And what are we going to do now? We're in trouble. The saying goes, is when you're in deep trouble, keep your mouth shut. But the demigods, they thought, it's time to open our mouth and pray. When you're in trouble, when you're under the influence of the time factor, in 8th canto, chapter 2, we see about Gajendra. Gajendra felt himself under the influence of the time factor. His life was threatened by the power of the crocodile. And he was losing. He tried his strength for 1,000 celestial years, fighting with the crocodile. But then he was losing. When he found out that he was losing, now it's time to invoke some higher nature. He remembered a shloka that he chanted in his previous life. And he held up a lotus flower to the Supreme Lord and offered it. And the purport, very memorable. Prabhupada comments that the devotees must learn something sublime, something that touches their heart, some wonderful verses. Whenever they get in trouble, they can always fall back on those verses and offer them to the Supreme Personality. Every one of us is under the time factor. Every one of us is an Ayaram, Gayaram, an Ayarani, Gayarani. That's it. We've all come and we're all going. It's only a question of when. Everything that we do to live our life must be fortified by the best medicine. Hearing and chanting. That's the medicine. And Kulashekara Raja says this. Very nice. Idam sariram parinama peshalam. Patyantyavesam satasandhi jarjanam kimoshadam prichasi muradaduramate niramayama krishna rasayanam piba. Now, this body is decrepit with old age and is fallen down, sick, weak. And I ask, what's the remedy? And I say, oh fool, don't you know the divine medicine of Krishna's name? Haven't you chanted that? Naramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. And elsewhere, now the demigods are going to invoke the Supreme Lord. So Kulashekara has another nice one in this connection. Two nice Brahmin mantris who helped him craft these prayers. Very good. Vyamoha paramoshadam. Vyamoha, which causes bewilderment. Paramoshadam. The oshadam, the medicine to stop all bewilderment. Munimano, the minds of the great sages. Vritti pravrittyoshadam. And of all of their activities, the best medicine that promotes their activities. Munimano, vritti pravrittyoshadam. That medicine that promotes their activity. The sages know that in their mind. Daitan droti karoshadam. And the demigods and the demons. Karoshadam. It is the medicine that helps them out. Kara, what they do. Karoshadam. Tribhuvane sanjivani kaushadam. And it gives upliftment, the life of all living entities in the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. Bhakta tyanta hitoshadam. And it is the beginning and the end of the devotees. Hitoshadam, the benefit that awards the benefit of the devotees. Bhavabhaya, and removes the pain, the fear. Bhavabhaya, the fear of death. Padavamshani koshadam, removes the fear of death. Sreya prapti, for your highest benefit. Pibamana, O mind, just drink. Sri Krishna divyoshadam. The transcendental medicine of Krishna's names. So nice. The shloka has the word oshadi all the time. Just before I got on the train in Chennai, I saw a Sri Vaishnav doctor, and I walked into him quoting this, because they love this, nah? They love this. This is their alvar. So I walked in, I said, you should put that shloka. Two shlokas from Mukunda Mala, you should make it big and put it in there. Put this in your waiting room. That idam sariram parinama petshilam, and this vyamoha paramoshadam. These two verses, put that in your waiting room. He laughed, and he goes, his eyes went big, and he goes, yeah, you're right. And I said, anybody who's sick, they've come to you for some upai. But the real upai is Bhagavan's name. That's the real medicine. Whatever you give them, take this with faith and chant Krishna's name at the same time. Because that is the real policy. That's the real policy. That's the real guarantee that we've got. This, try this, try that. I'm in trouble. Try this, try that. Keep the name in the tongue. That's the best policy. Because every one of us is coming and going. And the demigods are no different. Karanyakasipu was asking Brahmaji, we want to become immortal. Even I have to die. Brahmaji said. The oldest person, the oldest poet, he is saying, what to speak of the other demigods who are below him? So they're all afraid. Our sense gratification may be stopped. Our life may be stopped. We are in trouble. Now, this powerful demon is going to attack us back, and we may lose our life. Therefore, let us remember the Supreme Lord. There's a nice verse in the Sunishchara Krita Narasimha Stotram, another famous stotram from South. And people like it, specifically Grihasthas like it, because it was written by Sunishchara, the Saturn planet, who regulates everyone, who gets on everybody's case. Sunishchara gives everyone a hard time. The Vairagis think, well, all right, he gave us a hard time, but we need it. It's good for our Vairagya. In retrospect, we're grateful for it. We only get the slaps we deserve. That's a Vaishnava. We only get the slaps I deserve. You know, whatever happens to me, I deserve it. It doesn't bother us. We go on with our hearing and chanting. It says that. Yet a divya rupa parimaradana bhava shali. If one remembers this divine form of Narahari, divya rupa parimaradana, as he's transcendentally striking Hiranyakasipu, bhava shali, if that mood stays with them always, sanchintayan, contemplating that, sakala agavinasha kardi, all of their contaminations of their heart will become destroyed. And what else? Sakala agavinasha kardi, all of your contaminations will go. And bhuta, graha, jvara, samudababa, the fear, samudababa, bhiti, the fear of what? Bhutas, living entities, ghost, jvara, fever, grahana, malefic planets, such as the author. Bhuta, jvara, graha, samudababa, and any types of udababa, difficult situations, samudababa, bhiti, the fear of all that, nasham, will become destroyed. Satvam nasimma mahidehi kripa avalokan. May that wonderful Lord Nrsingadev be kind to grant his glance of mercy on us. So nice. That's the eighth shloka of this Narasimha Krita. Sunaishchara Krita Narasimha Stotram. Very nice. So when you meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all fear go. It is the nature of this, that every living entity is full of fear. The time factor is afraid of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let's now worship the Supreme Lord, who alone can give us protection. The time factor, who is feared by fear personified. Everyone is under the influence of the time factor. When Tamal Krishna Maharaj's departure was there, I was in Cape Town at the time. The next day, I flew to Mauritius. They had a program for 7 devotees who were killed in an accident at that time, a few days before, as well as Tamal Krishna Maharaj. They were having a meeting. Then after that, I went to a devotee's house whose wife is a disciple of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. She was doing a bandara, distributing prasadam to the devotees on behalf of her spiritual master. I was discussing with her husband the nuances, the subtle aspects of the departure, which was adbhuta, which was astounding, difficult to understand for many devotees. The more we meditated on it, the plans of the Supreme Lord are very difficult. As Bhishma Dev says, 1st Canto, Chapter 9, he says that, Nahi yasya karichira rajama pungsan eva viditsitam tadavijigyasaya yuktam uyanti kavayopihi. No one can understand the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Great sages inquire exhaustively, they're bewildered. Difficult to understand. How do we understand these plans? Therefore, Bhishma Dev told Yudhisthira, Daivatantram. This is all Daivatantram. This is the plan of the divine energy. That is his plan. Therefore, give up your lamentation, O king. It is the plan of the Supreme. He mentioned. So everything is the plan of the Supreme Lord. What can we say? Now, even if his own departure, when we meditate on that, it is amazing. He knew he was dying, when, how he would die, by whom he would die. Bhishma Dev knew everything. And he told the Pandavas how to do it, how to remove him so they could win the war, everything. And he waited till Uttarayana. Bhishashtami is that, Makar Sankranti, the day that Bhishma Dev ascended. I was wondering about it, but actually that is the day he ascended at that time. And he was waiting. And he answered all of Yudhishthira Maharaj's questions. Rajanushasana. Bhagavatam describes it in 4 shlokas. And Mahabharata describes it in a whole long chapter. Rajanushasana Parva. Very calmly, very peacefully, answered every single one of his questions on government, management. To his full satisfaction. He wanted to leave. He wanted to focus his mind on Krishna. And Yudhishthira had another question. All right, what is it? Bhishma Dev was so affectionate. But we should understand something else deep. That Draupadi was insulted in front of Bhishma and Drona. To give her justice, everyone in that assembly lost their duration of life. Because of their apparatus to the goddess of fortune, Draupadi. To give her justice, Vasudeva, Krishna, had to remove the duration of life of everyone in the form of the time factor, including Bhishma and Drona. But because Bhishma Dev was such a great devotee, Krishna personally came there. That yes, you're giving up your body, and yes, it will give justice to Draupadi, and yes, to make sure you have the supreme justice, to go back to Godhead, we're putting ourselves there. Krishna waited patiently until Bhishma Dev answered every single one of Yudhishthira's questions. It was Krishna himself instructing Yudhishthira through Bhishma's voice, because it was just packaged just right. Then he left, meditating on Krishna. How wonderful. But a tatastha lakshana of Bhishma's departure is this. Krishna plays both sides of the coin lovingly. This is Aham Bija Prajapita, the father of all living entities. If the father gives you a raskula or he gives you a slap, both are mercy. We have to be prepared to accept that mercy. So, I was discussing with this devotee's husband, friend of mine, and he said, time factor, the supreme personality of Godhead, kalo asmi lokakshaya krit pravido. The time factor is actually Krishna himself. Kalo asmi lokakshaya krit pravido. I am removing all living entities without exception. Lokasama hartami ha pravritta. He says in Bhagavad, in Gita, 11th chapter. When Arjuna heard that, he was astonished. He became really astounded when he heard that. But it's very interesting about this. There's a neat story. Now, because some of you are closing your eyes, therefore I have to go into the story mode. Because this wakes everybody up. Okay? Story was, we all know in 7th canto, chapter 15, Narad Muni talks about, in a previous time, I was the Gandharva named Ubabarana. I was very young, very handsome, very beautiful. And I was surrounded by women, always absorbed in sensual desires, invited by the demigods to a kirtan performance, glorifying the personality of Godhead. And I glorified the demigods with nice poetical language, just for the pleasure of those ladies that were with him. Then the head of the demigod said, this is the kirtan performance to glorify Krishna, and you're glorifying the lowly demigods in this assembly. You're a Shudra. Your mentality, they understood. It was glorifying the demigods, but actually it was just a show off in front of these ladies. His musical prowess. You're a real Shudra. He said like that. Die and take birth as a Shudra. That's all it says. Narada Muni only quotes that because Bhagavatam just gets the cream. It doesn't tell you the detail. The detail, you have to go plumbing through Mahabharata. You have to find it out. That gives you the other detail. So, he died. Next, in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, more was about this incident. What happened was the wife of Upabharana, one of the two girls that was on his arms, I don't know who the other ladies were. Could be co-wives. Who knows? When her husband died, being cursed by the demigods, she freaked out, like many women do. Okay? Wait a minute. What did I do to deserve this? My husband's been killed. What have I done to deserve this? I'm a young girl. I'm newly married. Here's my beautiful husband, and he's been killed? What did I do to deserve this? I want answers. She demanded answers from different demigods. Agni, Vayu, Surya. They all came. And one by one, they tried to pacify her. She was inconsolable. She was completely freaked. I want the answer. And if I can't get it, I'll curse all of you. Fearing the curse of a chaste lady, she demanded, I want to see Yamaraj. Why is my husband taken away? What did I do to deserve this? Yamaraj came to her and said these words. The duration of life of every living entity is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of the time factor. I have nothing to do with it. While the living entity is alive, they're under the time factor. After their departure, they may come under my jurisdiction. The word may is very interesting. 99.9% of jivas or more come under Yamaraj's jurisdiction. He's very humble. May. It means, generally speaking, prayeshu. Generally speaking, they're under his jurisdiction. If they're devotees, they don't follow under his jurisdiction. That's the small, minute proportion. Everybody else follow under his jurisdiction. Then he reported to her, your husband left. It didn't matter. Young, old, rich, poor, fat, thin. It doesn't matter. He said, your husband left because his time was up. That's it. The duration of life, his duration of life was over. He's a young man. That's all. His time is up. He's gone. That's all. His time was up. Therefore he left. He kept quiet. She kept quiet too. There was nothing else she could say after that. She was astonished. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of the time factor, Yamaraj said. Your husband is gone because time is up. That's it. When your time is up, your time is up. The only criteria is what are you going to chant at that time? That's it. Another far out story. Harisari. We were contemplating Bhaktatirtha Maharaj's difficulties in Ukraine. He was supposed to come in Ukraine in August of 2004. But he couldn't because of his diagnosis of his cancer on August 5th. As he writes in the last book, Die Before You Die, the name of the book was actually Hayagriva had that name. He dictated a manuscript before he died, and I'm still looking for that manuscript because he's a really good writer. Hayagriva was a really hilarious, good writer, a good journalist, and I'm still waiting for that book. Anyway, but because that book was too slow coming out, Bhaktatirtha grabbed the title and threw it on his last book, that one, Die Before You Die. So he said, I died August 5th, 2004. He writes there in his journal. That's when he got the news. You got terminal cancer. That's it. See? It's a question of months. So, it's very interesting. Die before you die. You're understanding death is coming now. Now what are you going to do? Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. Now that it's time to take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Now every single one of us has to take shelter of this name. Because every single one of us is going. And there's nothing anyone can do. We're under the control of the time factor. Dasyangatanam sa samasta choro. In this Charagraganyam Purushastika, the last line, they save the best for the end, you know. After glorifying Krishna's pastimes in Braj so sweetly, how he's such a wonderful thief, such an attractive thief. And he steals so many things. And to protect his devotees, he stole the sun for Jayadratha. And he stole the life of all the Kurukshetra soldiers like that. And he steals so many things. But the last thing he said in the last shloka, the last pada, He says, Dasyangatanam chasamasta chorum. Those who are his servants, those who have gone forward to become Krishna's service, chasamasta chorum. He'll steal everything. Everything, he'll be the thief. Taragra ganya purusham namami. To the chief of all the thieves, we offer our respectful obeisances. This is Krishna. He steals everything. Now, when he steals, Prabhupada used to quote his father that he has 10 arms. If he wants to steal from you with 10 arms, with your 2 arms, what can you hold? Nothing. And if he wants to give you with 10 arms, with your 2 arms, how much can you take? Prabhupada was chuckling on a tape in October at the disappearance day of Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Maharaj when Prabhupada was in Seattle at the time. He said, that happened to me. I had 5 children. Now I have 500 children. Was I the loser? No. All the disciples chuckle. No, I'm not the loser. Krishna stole everything from me. So many things he stole from me. Business, profits, everything. You have to be prepared, Prabhupada said, that Krishna will steal everything. And after, when you finally surrender, all right, you take it. You're taking it in the form of the time factor. You're taking everything. All right, go ahead, take it. What can I do to keep it? It's your order to take it. That's a Vaishnava. That's a Vaishnavi of substance. Take it. You're taking it anyway. I might as well agree. Go ahead, take it. Try to understand how he's taking it. Then when you understand that and you surrender completely, then he gives you with 10 arms. So much more that you cannot even hold it all. That's what happens. This is Krishna's company policy. Company policy for his devotees. With every devotee. And you don't get advancement unless you are able to take this pariksha, pass this test, how Krishna steals everything from you. Just like Radhanath Maharaj's disciples, Surapriya, and the Marathi lady, Krishna came in the form of my cancer, this emphysema. I would have never surrendered to a spiritual master. I would have never given up my Hindu housewife ways. I would have never given it up. Krishna came in the form of this cancer, strip everything away, force you to take shelter of the name, Bhagavatam, sadhus, spiritual master. I'm very grateful. Krishna came in the form of this cancer. Or what to speak of Stoka Krishna? Krishna came in the form, stealing everything, stripping everything away, burying it. We're born naked and dying naked. How will we chant at the end? That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. Krishna's ready to give his devotee then. When we're that surrendered, then he gives you with 10 hands. Not only that, Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3, Verse 50 states that when meditated on by those about to die, I give them knowledge of their eternal relationship. Wow! There it is. Everything is being stripped away. The material body, the material world. And Krishna's coming to his devotee and saying, don't worry. This is what is in store for you. This is your destination. Now give up this rascal material world. Give up this rotting material body. Just give up the last vestiges of your attachment. Because this is what awaits you. This is your relationship with me. This is the fun that is just coming. This is your happiness that is just coming. Your opportunity, which is just coming. Now just relish it. Just like recently, they put up that story about one lady named Sachimata, Argentinian girl, left her body in Ras Purnima in Mayapur. She was a simple lady in ABC. Simple lady, couple kids, husband. She had multiple sclerosis. She came to Mayapur, took 6 months to wane down. She was slowly giving up her attachments as things were getting stolen away. At one point, one night, she was trembling. And her husband said to her, what is it? She said, Krishna's come. Krishna's come and she's asking me to dance. But I'm bewildered. What do I say? What do I say to him? She was bewildered. What do I say to him? Multiple sclerosis. You can't even walk. And Krishna is asking her to dance. She was confused. What am I supposed to say? Then after some time, She was trembling again, but this time smiling. And her husband said, "What is that?" And he goes, "Now Radharani has come." And Radharani has said, "You can say no to Krishna, that's all right, but you can't say no to me. Now come on." "No, come on. You can't say no to me," Radharani said. "Come on, come on." And stretched out her hands to her. "Come on." She told her husband, "I'm a young gopi. They're asking me to come." Look at that. How charming. How sweet. It happens to every devotee. Ananta Pragata in 96 in Vrindavan. All he was a Sangatan man. Temple president, just try to give himself to the devotees and make sure all the devotees are happy. And distributed books, you know, in minus 30 degrees centigrade. You know, like that, just to try to uplift living entities. That was his life. He came to Vrindavan with colon cancer. And as soon as he came there, Radharani comes in his dream and says, "You've come to Braj. We're in charge. Don't worry about a thing. Chant our names. Everything will be all right." What else did she say? "Well, I don't know." This was the most important thing. And he had a desire. If only the pain would go. Colon cancer is very painful. If only this pain could go, I could chant Hare Krishna so happily. On Ekadasi day, he woke up at 6 o'clock and goes, "Hey, the pain is gone. Maybe today is the day." Sure was. 11:30, he left with a big smile on his face. And although his body was, colon cancer means 6 months, it just went down to skin and bones. Skin and bones, but with a big smile on his face. I have his photograph right here. I keep it with me, right here. Because we should learn this thing. Everyone is an Ayaram Gayaram and an Ayarani Gayarani. How we leave, that is the distinction. Hari Sarai told me that funny story. When we were discussing Bhakta Tirtha, he told me another one. One in 1976, one lady whose daughter just got initiated from Prabhupada in Vrindavan. She got some news that her daughter had leukemia. She was completely bewildered. Hari Sarai was a secretary at the time. She came to Prabhupada and said, "I can't understand it. My daughter's a beautiful flower of a girl in her budding of her youth. And she's dying." Prabhupada said, "What is that? I'll go first. You'll go first. She will go first. What is that? We all have to go. It is only a question of how." "I can't understand. My daughter is just a beautiful flower of a girl. What did she do to deserve this? What is that? I'll go first. You'll go first. She'll go first. The only distinction is how we'll go." That is a devotee. "I can't understand. She's just a beautiful flower of a girl. What is that? I'll go first. You'll go first. She'll go first. How we go." He had to tell her four times. Finally, she understood. It got through her brain. Finally. The powerful voice of our spiritual master finally penetrated her cranium. It started to dawn on her. Yes, we all have to go. We must now prepare. She did so. One of my gods said, "I knew her. I knew her." She told her name, but her name didn't stick in my brain, unfortunately. It takes a while. Yeah, and the daughter left in Vrindavan with the mother helped in a very nice way. It is a question of how. That's all. How? When fear personified is afraid of the holy name of Krishna. Therefore, devotees meditate on wonderful dhyana mantras. There are very wonderful dhyana mantras in Srimad Bhagavatam. The great sages in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, wonderful, wonderful verses. They paint pictures. Because when there is trouble, then we can close all of our doors of our senses and meditate. Beautiful pictures. Vyasadeva has written Chitra Jalpa. Beautiful pictures. They paint the picture of the beautiful Lord just like this. in the way you want it. And every form of the Lord, the poets have done it. Ramchandra, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, beautiful meditative verses. So wonderful. Gornatai, beautiful verses. Krishna Balarama, beautiful verses. Radha Krishna, wonderful verses that just steal the mind and the heart. That is the goal of a devotee's life, is to learn those verses. As many of them as you can cram in the brain. These beautiful verses. Because at any time, you can meditate on those beautiful of Krishna's form, and all your fear goes away by the power of that mantra, which denotes Krishna's beautiful form. Exactly as you want it. Your ashraya vigraha. That's it. Now, the Dvija Brahmanis said this. This is 10th canto, 23rd chapter, verse number 22. Very nice. Prayashuta priyatamo dayakarana pure yasminin magna manasas. Prayashuta, for a long time, those Dvija Brahmanis were hearing the glories of their beloved were the ornaments of the cities of their ears. Karnapure yasminni magna manasas. The rivers of their minds were flowing unto him. Tam atakshi randrai. Then, tam atakshi, their eyes, randrai, the camera lenses of their eyes. Either Archita or Dravida must have worked with the words like this in the translation. Now, those Dvija Brahmanis took the form of Krishna with the camera lenses of their eyes and fixed it on the film of their heart. Anta praveso suchiram, very nicely, parirubhya. And then they hugged him very tightly. Tapa, then the burning fire of separation became freed. Paritapa, pragyam, just like an intelligent person. Vimataya, the anxiety of false ego, Vijuhur, gives up. Narendra, oh best of the king. Just like an intelligent person gives up the anxiety of false ego by embracing their innermost consciousness. And Krishna said, Swagatam vo mahabhaga. Welcome to you, O greatly fortunate one. Asyatam, please sit down. Kadavami Kim, can I do something for you? What a pucker diplomat. Krishna's such a diplomat. He's so cunning, so sweet. His words are so pacifying, and yet he's so diplomatic. Exactly what should be said, time, place, and circumstance. Because they had already developed attachment for him. And later on, Krishna underscored it again. The same shloka, two places in the Bhagavatam. And if Krishna says it twice, the exact same shloka, it must be good. There's no purport. It's self-evident. And what is the verse? 10th canto, chapter 26 and 29. One of them is 33. The other number, I apologize. But it says this, Shravanam, by hearing about Krishna. Darshanam, by seeing his wonderful form. Dhyanad, and meditating on that. Mai bhavo anukirtanat, and by following the chanting about my mood. Anukirtanat means the tikacharyas, ultimately speaking. Mai bhavo anukirtanat, and not tathasanikarshina, not by physical proximity, not by living with them. Pratiyata, go back. Tato griham, to your own house. Pratiyata means go back to your sadhana. Follow this sadhana. This is how you attain me. So this is everyone is an Ayaram Gayaram, including the demigods now, in great fear. They take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in beautiful Dhyan mantras. Ah, let me take shelter of that Supreme Lord who comes exactly as I want him. Not concoction. That's 3, 9, 11. Huh? Yada yada diata urugaya vipavayanti tad tad vipu pranayase sodanugraya. Whatever the devotee is hankering, tad tad vipu, that very same form. Pranayase, he manifests sodanugrahaya out of his causeless mercy. This means both Krishna's beautiful form comes in the mind of the devotee and along with the pramans, along with the shlokas. Sometimes if we don't know where it is, and we're innocent and we're dependent, Krishna will tell us. One devotee from South Africa wrote me a letter. Maharaj, I got this problem. The perennial problem, you know, that everybody's got, right? Every young man has got. Every young girl has got. Same problem. Kama, you know, some lust. What to do about it? So I was thinking, what to write him? And I looked right at my deities and I asked, what do I write him? And like a voice booming out, slapping me in the face, he says, look in this book of Mahabharata. Now, I never read that book. I went, okay. Okay. And I just stood up and opened up my desk and I pulled that volume of Mahabharata. And I opened it up. Eek! To the early pages. Boom. Right there. Right there. It's the same. Raja Anushasana Parva. But that particular section. Yudhishthira Maharaj was asking the question to Bhishma Pitama. Exactly that question. And here it is. It was the answer. 16 pages of the answer. And I never read it before in my entire life. And here was my deity telling me. And it was. Why? Because he sat there through the whole Rajanushasana Parva. As Bhishma Dev told Yudhishthira all these questions, Krishna patiently sat through the whole thing, enjoying it all. And later on he told me, look at this particular one. Right, you know. This is friendship. Whenever you're in trouble, you just look at your deity. Krishna's mandahasa monotana nadabhujam. Krishna has a mandahasa. He's very peacefully smiling. He's nischanta. He has no anxiety. We're in anxiety. Whenever we're in anxiety, we look at Krishna. I'm in anxiety. I'm in big trouble now. What am I going to do? Huh? I'm in big trouble now. Their smile is there. You just look to us. Are we in anxiety? No, you're not in anxiety. Then if you're with us, what should you be in anxiety about? If you're with us, what should you be in anxiety? We're in charge. Okay, all right. I'm still apprehensive, but I've surrendered. Okay, whatever you say. We'll take care of everything. Don't be worried about it. We're not worried. Why should you be worried? Yeah, we should not be worried. You know? I still am, but you know, we shouldn't be worried, you know. All right, I'll depend on you, whatever you want. Okay, that's all. You depend on us, no problem. And then therefore it says in Adi 14:1, after Gauranga's sweet Janmalila is over, this benediction verse is there. Katanchana smate yasmin duskarang sukarang bhavet vishmate viparitam syat sri chaitanya namamitam. If you remember this beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya, difficult things become very easy. And if you forget him, the opposite occurs. Easy things become very difficult. Therefore, if you remember him, no problems. Our only business is to remember. And the more you try to remember, the more they'll give it. How can I do it? Just do it. Matakshmati gyanam apovanam cha. How can I do it? Just do it. One line at a time. One verse at a time. Sync it to your cell phone. Look at it. Just look at it. Just put it in the brain. And beg for it. We have to become a bhikkhari. Prema bhikkhari. Just beg for it. And they'll say, sure. Matakshmati gyanam apovanam cha. You want it. You want to associate with it. Okay. Take it. And then it'll become easier and easier to take it. And then you also develop this wealth. It's in your pocket as wealth. And you can preach it. You can't give what you don't have in your pocket. When you're relishing something within your heart and mind, then you can give it to another devotee who lives with you. Then you can give it to the public. That's wealth. Amito tomar, tumito amar, kika jayapare dan. You belong to me and I belong to you. Is there any other wealth in this world? Nope. Because everything is going to be stolen away by the time factor. Better be ready when Krishna steals it. You laugh. Prabhupada was saying in his Vrindavan Bhajan, I sit alone in Vrindavan and I laugh. I have my wife, children, family and everything. Yet Krishna's stolen it all. And I'm left penniless. How could I understand the mercy of the All Merciful One? I sit alone in Vrindavan and laugh, he said. Because unless you're able to tolerate when Krishna steals everything from you, you can't be ready when Krishna opens up his arms and throws everything on you. Like our Guru Maharaj said, Krishna's company policy. Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. And it will all happen to each and every one of us. And this is the pariksha. Unless we get ready to take this test, unless you're ready to tolerate, to have the fortitude to tolerate this test, you can't get everything for preaching. Unless we're ready to accept it when Krishna steals everything. So the demigods are afraid. Our life may be stolen. Let us take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't have any other choice. Hare Krishna. So we want to thank all the devotees who have tolerated our existence here. You know? And we just started for a couple more hours. And then... Nice to see all your beautiful faces. Hare Krishna. Okay. Time to go. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.